Greetings. We present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Nicholas Cooper
and Drew Jacy. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive fusion and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens, out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Thank you.
Look who I have.
Hello, hello.
He was just wandering about.
In the snowstorm.
Yes, it's nice to have you back, Drew.
Yeah, it's all right. No, I'm just kidding.
Bah! How dare you?
Yeah, it's been quite a couple of weeks for me.
Yeah. A lot has gone through with you. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but that's fine if you don't.
Yeah. I'm in the midst of a move right now. I'm going to be spending a little while in Toronto. But also my grandmother died on Valentine's Day. She'd been sick for a while. So that kind of hit like a ton of bricks. And I was actually playing a fundraiser show that night. So that was quite the day. I just spent a good chunk of last week with my dad and my brother, my grandpa, and kind of just hanging out, reminiscing. But that's why I haven't been here.
Well, it's for a very good reason, and I'm sorry you've had to go through all that. And yeah, it's really difficult to go through, definitely.
Yeah, man, it's not it's not easy, that's for sure. I mean, it's the cycle of life kind of thing, and kind of have to come to terms with your own mortality and that of your friends and family, and just try and live well and die better kind of thing,
and celebrate the good moments as well.
Yeah,
and remember all the good moments.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, good. That's good to hear.
And I'm glad to be back.
Good observing all the nice music for our good centuries today.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as today, it's gone quite haywire, I guess, because the University of Guelph has been closed. And so that means we don't have our dear tech coordinator Brian with us to help out with what we were supposed to have a musical guest in the second hour, Mississauga jazz rock band Dog Drive Mantis. We'll have to reschedule with them for a future date.
But there are no adults here to supervise us, so we can jump around and eat all the junk food we want.
If there were any junk food.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the this cafeteria has been closed as well, which I thought at least a few things might be open, but I've able to bring stuff in and keep my boy fed.
Good bacon there, bud. Nick bakes a mean banana loaf. Banana brot.
And vegan as well.
Vegan, yeah, because I don't do the animal products thing. I don't know if anyone else has caught wind of that yet, but yep, it's a big heck no for me. So all you have to do is cut out like the butter and the eggs and you're fine kind of thing. Yeah, they have replacements, but...
Yeah. So let's move forward by kind of going back, because last time was, I guess, a reflection and going through some of the shows and experiences that I went through the last couple weeks. So now we're going to go back just 1 week when I got to attend my first Toronto music festival, Wavelength Winterfest, which took place from February 15th to 17th. Originally, I helped conduct an interview, an online interview with one of the bands we're going to be playing soon, but I was brought in also to do some volunteering, and well, through both of them, I was able to get in to the festival for free. And so that was the Garrison in Toronto. I went to see the evening shows on Saturday and Sunday. What you just heard we started off with was one of the Toronto, or was the Toronto psychedelic folk band, Beams, with their awesome cover of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, I think they do it like justice.
Yeah, that was... I didn't know if that was like the original or the cover you were telling me about, but I figured that was the cover. That was really well done.
Yeah.
Good job, Beams.
Yeah. One of the players is a Glockenspiel, like metal phone player. So that was the And then one of the female singers plays banjo. So that's a bit of the folk taste we get in that cover. Now we're going to be continuing to play a few more artists from the Wavelength Winterfest. One artist that really caught my attention was Luna Lee. She's been described as the garage rock princess of Toronto.
Which is straight up friggin' dope.
And yeah, she plays a really mean guitar.
Yeah, she wails, doesn't she?
Yeah. She almost like it. It pretty much sounds like the way she presents herself, like Jimi Hendrix almost.
Yeah, and I actually was, I just started following her on Instagram, and I think it was like her latest video I saw, she was covering, Mile High Club, their song Skip Tracing.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Mile High Club. I know that they collaborated with King Gizzard on an album.
Yeah. Yeah, check that clip out. It's really cool.
Nice. So I was actually, before we play a song by her, Luna Lee is actually part of the Kazoo Fest roster that was announced a week or two ago, coming up here in Guelph between April 10th and 14th, to the 14th. The exact dates of the performances have not been released yet. Definitely probably in the next month or few weeks we'll get to purvey the actual details to you good sentries. Okay, so by Luna Lee, I was able to pick up her 2017 debut EP, Opal Angel, and that is the piece we will be playing, the title track off the EP, Opal Angel.
You in the back.
That was Future Peers, another band that played at Wavelength Winterfest. And the most, the band that I was most anticipated to experience, and it was quite an experience, actually. The hype about their performance was greatly met. We heard Madonna Trash off of their new EP, I'm Sorry. And that's the Future Peers is the band that I did the interview for.
Yeah. No, they're pretty good. They've got that energy, that zeal. Really liked Luna Lee's shredding too. Wow, that was like, that was brutal. Like a good brutal.
Mm-hmm.
She rips it up.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely a band, artist to see when Kazoo comes around in April. Coming up next actually is a pretty special thing for us. We have a radio premiere to conduct. We have the newest single here by Toronto guitarist Rod Rodriguez, who I've gotten to know a bit online. And actually, we it was before you joined, Drew. I was able to play for the first time I believe on at least Canadian radio, one of his pieces from his first EP. But now we get to feature his new work for the first time on any airwaves.
First.
Yes. Yeah, so actually the song is called Tag. That is T.A.G. That's how it's spelt out. And that single by Rod Rodriguez will be available tomorrow, I believe, on a variety of online music providers and services, online or streaming services. And this is actually a different kind of work that he has composed. Like, it's more, he told me that it's lots of blues and blues influence on this piece. But it actually is quite, or it's a electric blues, because it is quite rocking. So let's jump into it. Here is Tag by Rod Rodriguez, radio premiere here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Pierre.
And Mary.
Of La Greffe, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at CFRU.ca.
Have you seen the news today? Did you hear what they had to say about our lost star? They take in ways I can't understand. They place the blame on her like she was nobody's child.
Indigenous eclectic artist Iskwe extends a magnificent, intense flair of blatant truth, raw emotion, and collective hope in her new single, Little Star, accompanied by a stop-motion music video shown below. The song strikes at the core of contemporary racial relations in Canada with First Nations people, as Iskwe sings a gripping threnody for two murdered Indigenous youth, 15-year-old Tina Fontaine in 2014 and 22-year-old Colton Bushy in 2016, who had mainstream media treated their coverage in such a racist, unjust, inhumane fashion. these media headlines are plastered on city buildings in the video. The cross-cultural mosaic of electronica, indigenous, and rock sonic textures building up into cathartic choruses held firm throughout by Iskwe's penetrating voice reflects deeply in the music video, showing youth in all walks of life join in unity and solidarity against systemic racism, with the headlines peeling down to obscurity. That was my Ride the Tempo entry that I did for Iskwe's newest single, Little Star, that released a week ago. And truly, like, both the song and the music video is powerful indeed. Coming up next, we have actually, I guess the last couple of songs have been what I've chosen, but with Drew back, the next piece we're doing is one of his choices, Mark Wiley.
Yeah, Mark's coming to play actually, at Silence. Surprise, surprise. he's coming to play at Silence. On March 31st, it's going to be a Drew JC Presents. I'm putting this show on.
Oh yeah.
And, I'm giving out free jackfruit tacos, vegan friendly.
Really good. I should say, having experienced it in past shows.
Yeah. I've done it for, 2 other shows. They seem to be a hit. So, and it's always nice to give out food, you know, people love food and food is important, but
born for the soul.
Yeah. And you know, just living, you know, but especially if people are going to be drinking too, you want to know that they're being fed as well. But, yeah, I'll be, opening up the night. And actually CFRU's very own Hymns 57, Stephen Detai, he's going to be on the bill as well. He was kind enough to hop on board, and Mark's going to be playing some pieces off of his new solo solo album he just released this month, actually.
Moments.
Called Moments, yeah. And yeah, he's a wicked guitarist. He did some snooping, and he's got a really big background in metal, kind of like me, and now he's taking like an electroacoustic kind of approach to things, doing solo stuff with backing tracks and all that. So it's kind of funny. It's gonna be kind of funny as well, because he's also another dready dude as well. So
you'll be in good company with each other.
Yeah, it'll be real hairy night. Aside from Hymns 57, because he's got a real clean cut.
Yeah, we saw him over the weekend. Very nice beard, sir.
Yes, very well coiffed. And yeah, he actually hooked you up with some pedals.
Ooh, you're going to spill the beans.
Yeah.
yes, I don't know if I've...
exposed.
I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before. Like, obviously, I'm a bass clarinetist. Everyone should know that. But I have wanted to expand beyond like contemporary music. Classical and contemporary music, to do some, beyond extended techniques, to go into the world of effects and guitar effects as well.
You should check out Nicholas's Instagram. I think the story should still be up.
Yeah, okay. Still. Right. Yeah, I did it. I did my first experiments last evening around 7-ish, 6-7. So yeah, there's still a few hours to check that out. I might actually take the stories and post them, because I like them a lot. Yeah, so I got a few.
I would advise it. I thought they were really cool. Like, You got some really cool sounds out of those. So,
yeah.
You got like a looper, right? It's like a delay looper.
Our TC Electric Flashback, which is a delay and looper pedal in one.
TC Electronics?
Oh, Electronics. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know a whole lot about effect pedals, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, I'm the same way, dude. I'm not much of a techie myself. But I do know that for a fact. It's like TC Electronics, because that's what my Ditto looper is, that little Ditto looper that I use. It's the same brand. But yeah, they make some fine stuff. But, and I was not endorsed to say that, just, you know, in my opinion.
And then I got another pedal, which was the Line 6 M5 Stomp Box, which that is like jam-packed full of different effects.
The Stomp Box.
Pop, pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm slowly getting to what I want to do, and hopefully maybe soon I could come on the show and give You Good Centuries a taste.
When's your solo album coming out?
I don't know. It's getting there.
Blow Brian Eno out of the water or what?
Maybe.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been looking at trying to do ambient bass clarinet stuff, but anything's open. I just gotta, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's down the line.
From what I heard and from what I saw from your videos, it's especially that being your first attempt at things, I think it's going to be pretty cool. You can go pretty far with those, especially with someone else doing some like looping and all that. And, you
know. Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely.
We're going to jam sometime soon too and see what weird stuff we can.
We better.
See what we can come up with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this conversation can continue for a while, I guess. But let's get to Mark.
Right. Mark. Why? Poor Mark.
Who's Mark?
I forgot about Mark. Mark Wiley, coming to Silence, March 31st.
Sunday, right?
Saturday. I'm just doing a little check.
Checking our agendas.
Is it Saturday?
No, I believe it's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Yes, Sunday, March 31st.
I booked the show and I...
You should know this stuff.
I should know this. Yep. No, you're right. My mistake. My foot tastes pretty bad. But,
Yeah, so that's, would it be 7:30 doors?
Mm-hmm.
8?
You can
start?
The posters and the Facebook event, it's under Drew JC Presents on Facebook. If you want to look it up, you can go to Drew JC Facebook page or just look up Drew JC Presents. But
nice. We'll give more details closer to the event.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna start at 8, but doors are anywhere between 7 and 7:30, just so I can have time to dish the food out.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there to help, of course.
My boy.
Okay, let's get to Mark. We'll be playing Glimmer off of Mark's solo album, Moments, here on CFRU 93.3 FM, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.